using liquidity to head off fire sales. From APM in Washington, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and the economy. A lot of lending isn't subject to regulation. It takes place in what's called the shadow banking sector. The players are hedge funds and money market funds and private equity groups. This posed a big problem during the financial crisis. There wasn't enough liquidity. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker says international regulators have come up with a new rule designed to keep this from happening again.
This is about the situation in which a bank lends money to a shadow bank so that the bank then receives collateral, some sort of financial security from the shadow bank so that they've got something to fall back on if the shadow bank ultimately can't repay. The new regulations being proposed by the Financial Stability Board are that the value of that collateral should be rather higher. That's to say, if you're lending $100 to a shadow bank, you have to get a collateral that's worth a bit more than $100, and the FSB is increasing the size of that buffer to give a bit of extra security.
Many banks are expected to announce quarterly earnings today, and many analysts expect to see profits in a place that hasn't been that exciting traditionally, credit cards. These days, consumers are acting smarter and delinquency rates are down. They're also starting to feel more comfortable with the state of the economy, comfortable enough to spend more. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Credit cards look pretty good compared with mortgages or other low-interest bank products. They generally charge rates in the teens.
12% plus up to, 20% in some cases.
Jim Senegal covers banks and credit card companies for Morningstar. He says banks also like the steady income from merchants each time people use their card. Overall, the economy is stronger, and the industry is reaping the rewards of tighter lending standards.
That made for really good results in the way of losses. Banks aren't losing much money at all because of those two factors.
The industry may also be benefiting from regulation. Andrew Davidson is with market research firm Mintel. He says the Card Act of 2009 sought to limit certain fees and simplify interest rates.
Obviously, the card industry did feel that it had increased costs as a result of the regulation. They did, I think, in the long term benefit from this better consumer behavior in terms of paying back their bills.
Davidson says card issuers are feeling confident enough to again pitch cards to mid and subprime borrowers. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. The 100 share index in London is down about 0.5%. It's at 6,334. The DAX in Germany is also down about 0.5%. The Dow futures, S&P futures, and NASDAQ futures are all up just slightly. In New York City on Thursday night, by the way, many of my Marketplace colleagues, including David Brancaccio and Kai Rizdahl, along with several guests, will be at the 92nd Street Y. You can get a ticket at 92y.org. The French economist Jean Tirole is the newest Nobel laureate. The Swedish Academy called him one of the most influential economists of our time. Tirole has spent his career studying regulation and how markets work, concluding different sectors have to be regulated differently. Well, a few hours after Jean Tirole was named the recipient of this year's Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Science, we got a hold of him by phone. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, first of how all of this went down. I understand the Swedish Academy called and you missed the call the first time around.
That's correct. I missed the call, and then I noticed that my phone was vibrating, and I went to see, and it was a call from Sweden. So I was a bit surprised, but then I learned the great news.
Before your work, there was this notion of perfect competition, that there were these general principles that could be applied to all sorts of different industries, telecom, railroads, banking. Why did that way of regulating persist for so long, do you think?
Well, the notion of perfect competition, of course, is difficult to sustain in some industry. There are very large fixed costs. There are return to scale. So it's very hard for lots of firms to enter. So what you have to do is to give access in order to create competition. And giving access is actually quite a difficult thing because on the one hand, you want efficient competitors to be able to compete. On the other hand, you don't want to expropriate the infrastructure owners because otherwise they won't invest in the network anymore and you'll end up with terrible networks.
You were very critical of how regulators acted both here in the States and in Europe in the lead up to and during the financial crisis. Do you think the role of regulators, especially banking regulators, has changed since then? Do you think that we see the role of regulation differently?
Not really. I think there's been progress which has been made in the understanding of why we need solid banking regulation. People start understanding that too much political power was involved in there. What we need is a strong state, and a strong state often has to be independent from political pressure. So in Europe, we'll have this banking union which is going to try to do exactly that. I don't know if it will succeed, but it's a good step to have a centralized banking supervision as opposed to local and understand national banking regulation.
It must be very gratifying to be an academic economist and see your work applied to so many different things, to see it influence policy. Do you actively engage with policymakers, or have you just sort of sat back and watched this unfold?
A little bit of both. I'm a researcher primarily, so I don't spend that much time trying to push for reforms and the like. I'm very happy when, of course, recommendations are adopted, but there's only 24 hours in a day.
Jean Tirole is the winner of this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
And if you want to learn more about Jean Tirole's work, Marketplace's David Weinberg can walk you through it. Regulating companies, it turns out, is a lot like teaching kids. Our explainer is at marketplace.org, along with more of my conversation with Jean Tirole. In Washington, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.